For this people's heart is waxed gross. You want to be one of those? And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Listen to this. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. Do you know, if you never go to a church where healing is taught, you will never see anybody get healed. Just like that church I told you about at the beginning. If you go to a church like this gentleman went to, and he'd been going there for years, and he had never heard salvation preached, he was lost. Do you know you have to preach salvation for people to get saved? If it's not preached, you ain't going to come under conviction, are you? So you're going to go right through life and get to be 60, 70, 80 years old, and you've been in church. In fact, I'll tell you, one day I was coming out of Chicago, and I was on an airplane, and I sat down there, and there was an older gentleman sitting by the window, and his wife sitting here, and I'm sitting right here, and I got my Bible out, and I get my Bible out to read it, and all of a sudden this woman started talking to me. Where are you going? I told her, to Dallas. What do you do? And so she talked my arm off. I mean, I didn't get to read. I just laid my Bible in my lap. I tried to answer, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, tell her. You know, but it's okay. She was an old woman, probably about 70. That's back in the days when I was 40. You know, when you're 40 and they're 70, hey, they're old. When you get to be 70, hey, it ain't so old no more. It makes a big difference. For those of you that are 70 and older, you know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Anyway, we get airborne. When we get airborne, she starts looking out the window and she stops talking. So I open my Bible and I start reading. I read a few pages. And I noticed her looking over at my book. And then she'd look out the window a while. Finally, she can't stand. She said, "Sir, is that a Bible you're reading?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Have you ever read it?" "No, never." I said, "Do you go to church?" "Every Sunday." I said, "You go to church every Sunday? You never read this book?" I said, "What kind of church you go to?" She said, "I'm a Catholic." I said, "Well, ma'am, if you go to church every Sunday and you don't read this book, you might be amazed." I said, "Don't y'all have a Catholic Bible?" She said, "Oh, yeah, we got one, but they tell us not to read it." Her husband looked straight and said, "What are y'all talking about?" I said, "Sir, your wife was just asking me what this book is I read." And I told her it's a Bible. And she said, "Y'all go to church every Sunday." I said, "You go with your wife?" He said, "Every Sunday we go to church." I said, "You ever read this book?" "Never." I said, "You don't read it either?" He said, "Nope." I said, "Do you know that to be a Christian, you have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You have to confess Him with your mouth and believe with your heart, or you can't go to heaven when you die?" He said, "I ain't never heard that in my life." I said, "Well, let me open my Bible and read it to you." And I opened to Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, and I read that to him. He said, "Well, that couldn't be the same thing in the Catholic Bible." I said, "You write down this reference. When you get home, you check it and find out." You know what Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10 in the Catholic Bible says? Exactly the same thing it says in the King James. In fact, did you know when we went to Ireland, this beautiful lady asked Cheryl and I to go to Ireland, paid our airfare over there to go and talk to her family and other people that were all Catholics. And she told me, she said, "Thurman, my brother will be the hardest one for you to convince." Okay, so I go get me a Catholic Bible. In fact, I made a mention that one night, and one of the Catholic men that used, him and his wife used to come here all the time, he went out and bought me a Catholic Bible and brought it to me. So I didn't even have to buy it. He brought it to me. And he gave me some books about the Catholics and everything. So now he read the Bible. Him and his wife, they read the Bible. They were Catholic, but man, they studied the Word of God, and that made a different people. So anyway, on the trip over there, it was 10 hours. So in those 10 hours sitting on that airplane, I'm going through the Catholic Bible, all the different places, and for 10 hours, I highlight Scripture, 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 Scripture. So when I get there, my brand new Catholic Bible don't look like it's brand new. I want it to look like it's used a little. We get there, and this gentleman picks us up at the airplane. And he said, we get riding down the road, and of course, him and his sister had communicated all about this. And he's going to be the hardest one for me to convince, she said. That's what she thought. He said, I want to know what your opinion is about this. And he stated a statement. I said, I don't have any opinions. So what do you mean? I said, I only have answers from the Word of God. So I opened my Catholic Bible to a scripture that confirmed, that answered what he wanted. I said, now, I don't have any opinions. This is what God's Word says about that question. Well, he asked me another one. We had about a 30, 35, 40-minute ride to the house. And when we got there, we walked in, sat down at the table. And until about 11 or 12 o'clock that night, we sat there and he asked me questions. Mom and Dad was there, all kinds of people. And we talked about this book. And I never gave him one single opinion. I gave him an answer. At the end, about 10 or 11 o'clock, what it was, he said, I ain't never met nobody like you. He said, you don't have any opinions about nothing. Every question I ask you, you answer it out of the Catholic Bible. He said, we're going to have a Bible teaching at our brother's house right down the road tomorrow night. I said, that's what I come for. And we did. And we took that Bible, and they got met with all them Catholics, and they got their Bibles. And I'm going to tell you, Ireland ain't never been the same. Because when you take a bunch of Catholics and they learn that their Bible makes these same promises that the Word of God made, the secrets of the kingdom are for them. Because all of them that will confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, the mysteries of the kingdom are open to them. Christ in them, the hope of glory. But some of them were already Christians, but they had no knowledge of their Word. No knowledge. Isn't that sad? Here we carry this book, you know. I mean, I think about us, and every time I look back here, I see my beautiful daughter, Wendy, right there. You know, I mean, she's one of my sweethearts out there. I love this little gal with all my heart, just like I do all the girls out there. You know, but I think about 10 years ago when I met this sweet little thing, and she come to a teaching that I was at, and she had been a really great little Methodist girl all of her life. I mean, she was well reserved. You know, she come into church, no loud music, you know, no raising your hands, no clapping, no shouting, none of this kind of stuff. But she ain't never seen a miracle or healing either. But the first time she come to our ministry, she heard music. She heard guitars. She heard drums. She heard things that, wow, I ain't never heard this in church. And she heard me teach for about an hour and a half. She ain't never heard no teaching like that either. But at the end of that, I give an invitation for people to come up to be healed. I'd been teaching about faith. And what it takes to be healed. Whatever you teach is what God confirms with His Word. And Wendy looked over as she's standing praying, and a little guy come down the aisle, and as she looked over, he's got a hand all drawn up like this. And she said, wow, I wonder what's wrong with him. Well, she didn't know that man 7 years before had broken that arm 8 places in a car wreck. And his hand had shriveled up like this. And he had not used it in 8 years. 7 years. He comes down there and he wants to know if God will heal him. I said, sure. I reached up and just laid my hand on him and said, in the name of Jesus. I had no idea what God was going to do. But boy, did he do it. Huh, Wendy? Woo! I mean, the next thing Wendy said, this guy's up here on the platform said, I'm healed! I'm healed! I'm healed! And she looks up and says, what is this? Ain't never seen nothing like that, had you, Wendy? Never. But that little guy was running around. His name was William, we found out. And a day later, I went back by William's house to see him. I got his name and address. And when I walked up to his house and knocked on his door, he said, come in. Opened the door to his little apartment, walked in, and there's little William sitting over there in the middle of the bed. Sitting there. Saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. When's the last time you opened your hand and said, Lord, thank you that I can open it? You're just like me. You take it for granted that it's going to do that every time you do that. But when you ain't opened it for 7 years and the mysteries of the kingdom have been revealed to you and you've been miraculously healed by the King of the universe, it's real easy to sit there and say, Lord, thank you that I can fold that hand out. I mean, until you can't do it, Ernest, it ain't no big deal. I mean, you get up in the morning, yours works. It's easy for you and me to grumble because we ain't got breakfast on time. You know? And says, Lord, thank you for that beautiful woman that makes that breakfast for me. Is that right? Do we grumble and complain about stupid things? I'll tell you all what, I know some of y'all as bad as I am. I hope there ain't many of you as bad as I am about grumbling and complaining. But we got to get over this. We got to start realizing these mysteries of the kingdom are given to us. And we got to walk in it. Because he said, if we hear his word, if we hear this and see these things, we're going to be converted and we're going to be healed. I tell you, there ain't nothing like walking in divine health. You know how easy it is to get up in the morning and grumble about something? Oh, it's too hot. Oh, my lens. The car is too hot. Go out there and crank it up and let it cool down for me a little while. Hey, it's too hot. Is it easy to do that? Instead of walking outside and say, Lord, it may be hot out here, but you made this body. I can handle it. I'm tough. In the name of Jesus, I'm tough. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Lord, a fiery furnace? I mean, if you confess that God one more time, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Go ahead. That's okay. The God I serve, he's well able and he will deliver me from that furnace. Now, how many of you got that kind of faith? We don't know about that yet. Eldon almost found out the other night. He was up in the mountains of Idaho, right? In the mountains of Idaho, and all of a sudden, how many did you say? Three? Three forest fires coming together. Huge monsters. And they're up in those mountains, way up in those mountains. Well, let me tell you, when you see three humongous forest fires that the flames are jumping hundreds of feet in the air, and it's lighting up the whole area like bright daylight, did you ever think of a time better than to pray? And that's what I knew. That's what y'all did. And what happened after y'all prayed?
It's like the starter just got turned down.
The fires went down. Is that awesome or is that awesome? You think God don't hear that man's prayers? I'm telling you, God hears that man's prayers. Whenever they prayed and those fires went out in the middle of the night, let me tell you, God does miraculous things when we pray in faith, doesn't he, Eldon? Wow, see, the mysteries of the kingdom are given to you. And you've learned them well. And you're learning how to stand on those. Now, what if it had been a group of people up there that didn't know about these mysteries of the kingdom of prayer? They could have got fried. No, they wouldn't have walked out. They would have all died in the fire.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.